Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrases.
Welcome, everybody, to a new episode, a really important one today, because we're going to be diving more into spiritual battle. I'm going to be debunking some myths about spiritual battle, and especially when it comes to the fears that we hold around it. Like, is there going to be any retribution for my family? Really important questions like that. So I've been working with students, teaching them how to journey, how to become healers for years now. And one thing I've learned is, just like in my own life, spiritual battle is pretty much inevitable at some point, to some degree, when you start journeying. And the reason for that is because we are all meant to do it. It's in our DNA. It's in our quantum blueprint. It is really where we get to the depth of our purpose is spiritual battle. It's just that we've not been taught what spiritual battle is, how important it is. It's literally the most important thing happening in the universe right now. Beings all over the multiverse are invested in what's happening on Earth and watching at this point. And the reason that they're invested is because what happens here, going from the age of confusion and deception and chaos and war, where we are right now. So you're a very courageous soul to have chosen to incarnate at this time. And it's for a reason. And the reason is spiritual battle. But what happens on Earth at this point affects every being on every timeline. And that's why it is so important. So spiritual battle is really in our destiny. It's a part of who we are and what we're meant to be doing. Therefore, you are inherently safe. Of course, I'm going to go into why, but we don't get dealt any cards that we can't handle. We come into life to experience a certain karma, like walk a certain path, and we co-decided that with Source, Creator, God. Therefore, you're inherently protected and you get reinforcement when you step deeper into that purpose because everyone's invested in you doing it. Now, I learned spiritual battle by being thrown in the deep end. If you're familiar with my work, you may have listened to my podcast episode where I go into one of my spiritual battle experiences. They have been pretty explosive. They've been out of body. They've been with God, with Yeshua, and they really shook me to the core and they completely changed my life. So I was thrown into the deep end. And in these experiences, it was pretty hands-on war with demonic entities. And that's that's an understatement. And you know that if you know the story. I'll give you a short recap. I would be taken out of my body by angels and put into specific situations where I would encounter certain dark beings and my body would be used as a weapon. That's the very short version of it. But I've never felt more safe than in these experiences. At first, I was very scared, but it's before I did anything. So it felt almost like a test at first, like I was being put into these situations and I had to intuitively act from my higher self. Because when these things happen, it's because you've already on a, let's say, different dimension, another aspect of you already knows how to do it. But at first I was stifled because I wasn't familiar with the weapons yet. I wasn't familiar with the rules of warfare in the spiritual. So I learned through experience. When it comes to our safety and our defense, it's all about being informed. And that's really where our inherent confidence comes from. So we can partake in spiritual battle in a way where it's not a fight. We're not going to be doing exorcisms, or I'm not going to take you out of your body and put you in front of a demonic entity and see what you do, like what happened to me. I would never do that to anyone. But if it's a part of your path, things like that may happen, but you will know exactly what to do because there are certain natural laws that we answer to and work with in spiritual battle. What I learned, one of the many things that I learned through these experiences, is that we defeat these entities and these strongholds, not with our typical worldly weapons, of course, and not by stooping to their level of death, because ultimately when it comes to warfare and spiritual, you can see the good as light, God, creator, consciousness, and the other side is really the absence of light and the absence of that consciousness. So what we actually do in spiritual battle is bring light to where there is none, where there's an absence of light. So we actually bring these beings, our oppressor, basically, to source. And that, to me, is one of the most beautiful things in spiritual battle. That is also our protection, and that's also what keeps us on a very high frequency. The Essenes were all about loving everything into submission. So spiritual battle is also not about encountering these strongholds and then giving them, like smothering them in love and bringing them to the light. No, but that's really, let's say, the frequency that we're coming from. Now, because ultimately it's our creator who leads in this war, in this battle, we're inherently protected and safe because, again, this fight, this battle is for our consciousness. It's for our soul rights. And when you come under the headship of light, of creator, you basically give your soul rights there. And I just want you to know, we don't get to choose to keep them for ourselves and be service to self. That's how fallen beings fall in the first place. But we have to make a choice, and there is no neutral option. It's really light or dark. So what I'm trying to say is that when we're under the headship of God, you are inherently protected because God also is your, that's where the word Lord comes from. It's really like your owner, but in the sense of your protector and who teaches you, keeps you safe. It's like the most intimate father-child relationship that you could ever feel is what I felt in these experiences. And nothing will ever happen to you where you're not protected, because I had moments where I messed up in the beginning because I was overcome by fear. So I don't judge when people get fearful when we even talk about this, because it is scary to be confronted with energies like that. But the fact is that we're all around us. We think we live in a physical world, but the spiritual world is way more densely inhabited, and we just see a very, very small fragment of it. And these beings and strongholds are already here and around us all the time, trying to attach to us. So we need to be informed. We need to know how to defend ourselves, how to set ourselves free and our loved ones and the areas where we live. Once you are familiar with the laws of warfare, it's honestly the most safe and the most, I don't even want to say fun. It is just exhilarating. That's the word. It's what I look forward to most. I basically beg to be taken on these rides every day. And what you'll also learn is that there are many, many other beings like angels who are also supporting us and working with us. Because in the spiritual realm, we all need people in physical bodies here to be showing up for it and doing it just like the Essenes were. Their whole goal was, and they were the most enlightened society, community that we know of in history, right? So why, when you read the Dead Sea Scrolls, is it all about war? It's because we are in the age of warfare, and that's what these texts were created to be, really warfare manuals that support us. And they created a community where angels could come in, and the frequency was high and pure enough so that we could shift the timeline of the world onto an outcome that is for the highest good of all. So also keep in mind that where we are now in history is really a part of the natural cycles of Earth purifying itself. So when you're engaging in spiritual battle, it just raises your frequency like nothing else. And that is really the best protection that we can have, because when you're on a high frequency, these beings, they can't really reach you. So if you have a fear of the spirit realm. Maybe you've had some very scary experiences, which I've had in the past too, and it is really scary. But the fear comes from the lack of knowledge and our lack of tools, our knowledge gap in our own authority that we have in the spirit realm. Once you learn these things, once you have full ownership of your own role in the spirit realm, there is no fear in that space. All that you will be doing is transmuting low energy into light and anointing the world and setting it free from strongholds. And there are many ways in which we do that. If you've been anointing with me, that's really the tip of the iceberg in terms of the weapons that are available to us in the spiritual realm. So you do not need to have any fear of retribution. I've worked through this with many students because, like I said, spiritual battle is inevitable when you start becoming a citizen of the spirit realm and moving through that realm. And I've had different students be really afraid of their kids being attacked. By teaching them, by coaching them, they not only see that that won't happen when you do it right, but that they actually really start to thrive just in their life and in their journeys and in their spiritual practices and the way that they really relate to the world and make a huge difference. So if you have a fear of the spirit realm or a fear of retribution, that is your call to begin. Start dipping your toes in and start to transmute that fear into your full spiritual authority, because that's what I'm here to help you embody. From there, you're going to know how to not only protect yourself and your environment and your family, but how to create a space on earth where angels come in and you start to overflow with that energy and you start to give it to your environment and you start to serve that way. And that is inherently your protection too. Spiritual battle is not like a fight. It's not like a power encounter. It's about you stepping into your authority, you stepping into your role that's been already created and set aside for you to step into and start to embody. So it's completely normal to fear the unknown, but know this, these entities cannot affect us without our consent. The only issue that we have on Earth right now, which is a huge issue, but it's really a perversion of logic. It's a deception. It's that so many people think that they can. Fear is really a lack of discernment and a lack of authority. But after the training that I offer, you're going to embody and wield your authority with lots of confidence too. So the deception, you can think of it as a big threat, like a bacterial threat, like a virus. We're familiar with that story, with that concept. It's like a virus that can't harm us. But because everyone around us is saying that it's so scary and that it's going to kill us, we start to stifle and contract into this state of fear that starts to lower our immune system and that makes us really unhealthy and susceptible to viruses, and we die. That's very much what our relationship right now to the strongholds on Earth is like. And I'm here to help us break through that in my own way, in whatever way that I can. So we're not dealing with doing exorcisms, but removing strongholds by stepping into our full authority and the role that's been set aside for each and every one of us in the spirit realm to embody. And you do not need to have spiritual gifts or be psychic in order to do this, because there are weapons at our disposal. Some of them are physical, but all of them are also spiritual and energetic in nature. And it goes so much deeper than just anointing. These are healing weapons, and they're more powerful than any nuclear weapon on Earth that you could think of. And they are there for us to pick up. There's so much beauty in doing spiritual battle. And through training, you're going to step into your role as a representative of heaven on earth and a steward and guardian of earth. And that is so needed. And trust that angels are going to come in and support you along the way. They're going to accelerate your progress like crazy, and you will see how this is the most meaningful way to live. And you do not need any gifts, like spiritual or psychic gifts, in order to serve your own role in spiritual battle, because I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it by working just in the physical as well as in the spiritual. And you're going to learn exactly how to move through those realms, but it will activate latent gifts that you have. Now, lastly, I know that so many of us have this feeling of, I don't have any spiritual or psychic gifts. I really want to help. I want to be of service. I want to feel this sense of purpose and like I'm making a difference, but I just don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't understand the spiritual realm fully, or maybe you fear it. Maybe you're afraid of it. But I'm here to tell you, we are needed. Not only are we needed, but we are meant to do it. So once you start, it's going to feel like the most empowering thing you've ever done. And it's going to feel very natural as well. Now, if you feel like you're ready to become a warrior of light in a spiritual army of like-minded people just like you, know what it's like to feel the deepest sense of meaning and purpose in your life, and to really grow like crazy in your own personal authentic relationship with Source, Creator, God, the Divine, heal your karma on an individual level, as well as create collective healing, release and perform all the miracles that we're meant to do that come with this role, feel completely confident navigating the spiritual realm, because not only do you understand it deeply, but you know exactly what your tools and your support is. If you're ready to step out of fear and into service, change your life forever, I'm offering a 2-month training where you'll become initiated and empowered in this role. And I teach you everything that I've learned and how to do the same thing. So it will be 8 3-hour group calls, which will be recorded in case you miss one. It's going to consist of initiation through journeying, but also lots of lecture, training, and coaching with me, as well as homework and assignments. It's going to be very dynamic. You're going to be doing a lot. We'll also have a private Telegram group for daily support from me. You'll have lifetime access. Anyone can join. I've created this so that anyone can do it, no experience required. It includes coaching calls, journey work, energetic purification, really living the true way of the Essenes, claiming your full spiritual position, rights and authority, spiritual discernment and protection, how to work with divine armor, the heavenly, as well as the earthly, light and dark hierarchy on earth, as well as the spiritual, the dominion and how to work with it. We're going to do symbolism and discernment class, a little bit of demonology as well. Really safe and effective use of our spiritual weapons, claiming your purpose, stepping into service, recognizing and removing strongholds, and connecting with people who are on the same path as you. You're going to be creating miracles and really embodying your highest potential and purpose on a soul level. And I am so excited to take you on this next step in my journey. I have been working in this area for a long time, and I couldn't be more excited and honored to share this with those of you who feel ready. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you all, and I will see you in the next episode.